Welcome, everybody. Welcome to AM Dynasty, the podcast and the show. Appreciate having you here this time and every time. This is going to be a rare occurrence where we're going to be going live on the audio platform as well as the video platform. So definitely appreciate you joining us and appreciate having you here on AM Dynasty, the podcast and the show. We got a special guest in here today. He's a Bay Area native, and he's been out in Bay Area since almost black and white TV. And we're gonna be talking about a subject matter that's actually kind of close and personal to me. If you're from the Oakland, San Francisco Bay Area, you should be aware of Glide Foundation and Cecil Williams and Janice Williams. For those of you not in the Bay Area and aware, Cecil Williams and Janice Williams, I'm not sure how many years, decades ago, but created a foundation, a church that has really supported the community over the last 4 or 5 decades. And was really involved in the movement back in the 70s, and since then built an organization that's internationally known and well known in the Bay Area, where they provide a lot of services for the less fortunate. And they have been all inclusive over the decades, providing services, food, shelter, and just all kinds of housing, employment for the less fortunate out here. Well, recently, this legend, this icon, Cecil Williams, passed away. He was, to the best of my understanding, he was 90 years old, and he built one heck of a legacy for people to try to build on with the Glide Foundation. And we attended the services, the memorial services, just this past weekend. It was an honor and a pleasure for me to be there and at the 10 to pay my respects for Cecil Williams and for the Glide family. And so we're going to do a podcast and follow us. Don't forget to follow AM Dynasty on all of our social media platforms, including our audio platforms on Spotify, Apple Radio, and just so many different audio platforms, as well as don't forget to follow us, like, share, subscribe to us on YouTube, Fanbase, Patreon, as well as several other streaming platforms. Today we're joined by a guest who is actually older than me. He's actually is an activist who was extremely active back early on here in the 1970s, the movement, Panther movement, the Bay Area local political movement, which of course really did a lot to the Bay Area and San Francisco has always been historically done a lot to shape and frame the narrative of this country and trying to cause positive changes. What they say, what happens in California happens around the country, or the Bay Area, it would be considered the tip of the spear in those efforts. And our guest on here has been an integral part of that movement. He saw and ran with and assisted in some of the who's done a lot of these good works in the Bay Area in the past, and he's here to join us today. For now, we just call him Mister, and he can introduce himself. You there, Mister? Can you hear us?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right, good, excellent, good to have you here. So, you and I were talking here over the last week or two. Since Cecil Williams' passing, Cecil Williams of Glide Foundation, and I just wanted to kind of ask you, what were some of your thoughts? I really brought you on here to kind of express to the viewers and listeners the impact of you having been around the Bay Area, specifically San Francisco, and a lot of the politics here on the ground level. I know you were, a lot of well-known national politicians who now, but they weren't national politicians back then when you were coming up. But I know you went to school with a lot of politicians, and you were very active back in the day. I remember you being on TV back in the day in the 1970s, kind of pushing for our people, black people, to gain strides here nationwide. What do you remember over the last last 40 years, how Glide has gotten really big now as a San Francisco institution. What do you really remember as far as Cecil and Janice Williams building up this major legacy, this icon of an organization that they've built over this time? You know, keep in mind, some of our viewers and listeners, they don't really know much about what's been going on, much about the intricacies of San Francisco Bay Area politics and the impact of Glide and the impact of this legendary icon, Cecil Williams. What do you recount? Give us some of your memories on the legend himself
and the organization. Well, first of all, I want to offer my condolences to the Cecil Williams family. I want to get that expression out there. I've been knowing Cecil Williams for about 50 years now. We both came in the 70s. I came from Indiana, a school in Indiana. And Cecil Williams came from, I think he was incarcerated perhaps. But anyway, he was a very, very determined person. He was a very radical type person. He wanted to see things get done. And so did I. So I was a concerned admirer of this guy. But he learned rather quickly in the Bay Area, you have to use a little bit of charm and smoothness to get things done. So he went from a hot head to a big player on the stage of the Bay Area in terms of getting things done. So that's the reason why I really cherish and miss him, because I should volunteer. I should get tickets for not having my lane busted off the old car that I was driving. I should do my work prayer at Clap Memorial Church. First, I thought it was just a hustle. But once I got there, I could feel the spirit. The spirit was, no, this is no hustle, man. People here, we're trying to get things done. So at that point, I began to really, rush the fact that I was able to volunteer at that Memorial Church. And a couple of times over the years, I went down there to have lunch and Christmas dinner with them and whatnot, because he would have been doing some great things. And of course, in that time period, his reputation grew and grew and grew. And now it's just like legendary. Anybody knows Glad Memorial Church. It did a lot of great things for a lot of great people.
Speaking of that, you just actually just spoke on something that people may not be aware of nationally and internationally, but it just brought to my attention. Exactly when you said you went down there and had a meal for one of the holidays, exactly what is Glide Foundation that Cecil Williams and Janice Williams has built? Exactly what do they do on the holidays? Do they do something annually for the holidays? What do they do on the holidays? You said you went down there and had a meal. What does that signify?
Well, I should drive by there. I should see people standing in line. I should ask the proverbial question, why are people standing in line? And lo and behold, they're waiting to get some hot food cooked at Glad Memorial Church Foundation. And I began to say, wow, this guy's really doing something. I mean, that was just not just one year, that was every year. But he also fed them other meals. He's one of the big time players down there that really, really genuine. You're like, people of color, people are trying to survive and whatnot. So he made a lot of services. Like you said, jobs, volunteer work. I even volunteered down there a couple of times, like I told you before, and I found out that this was no joke. This was a real deal. I could feel the vibrations. This is something that he was doing that was for real. It affected a lot of people. I know I have many connections with the African American Society and other black groups, and so we all refer to Cecil Williams as the man. He had many connections and so forth and so on. He can make things happen. So that's why I always remember him, because he made a lot of things happen. And he was genuine about doing that.
There was a lot of people down there at the memorial service that I saw yesterday. Some who I can't name or remember. I think it was Joan Baez was there. One of my personal favorite especially as far as politicians is concerned, is Barbara Lee. I actually live in her district, and a lot of people had a lot of good things to say. Renell from Old School KBL and the San Francisco legendary ex San Francisco Giants announcer and radio host out here, well known in the Bay Area, who was here. And I will say, so, you know, Glide, as you were just saying, they actually feed the less fortunate. They feed the homeless and people who are, and you know, once again, Glide Memorial Church and Cecil Williams were featured in the well-known movie The Pursuit of Happiness with Will Smith and Will Smith's son. And by the way, the gentleman who was the, I forget his name, he was the actual real gentleman who that happened to in that movie, he actually was there at the services and he spoke at the services as well. So if you want to know who Cecil Williams is and a little bit about what Glide does, just look at that movie, The Pursuit of Happiness. Cecil Williams is the preacher who's preaching in that film, as well as he was the one that allowed Will Smith's movie character and Will Smith's son movie character to get food and shelter at that critical part of their life. And that's one of the things, that's only one of the things that's extremely significant of what Glide does, an example that it has set out here in the Bay Area over these decades. So Glide Memorial Foundation, the Glide Church, they feed, they have basically a daily, what's called the Daily Free Meals Program.
It's yes.
The Daily Free Meals Program. And there, most people from the Bay Area, if you're from San Francisco, you definitely know about this, as well as the rest of the Bay Area. They've been doing it for decades. And they serve, if you can believe it or not, which is amazing, 3 meals a day.
Yes.
Every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Every single day of the year. And there may be a couple of days a year where they just do maybe a breakfast or a lunch, but there's, man, maybe, if only, maybe one day a year that they don't serve a meal. And I could be wrong about that, because they do it every single day, rain, sleet, and snow, holidays, non-holidays. And usually for Thanksgiving and Christmas, they have a big bash, as far as they close down the street. And they really make people who are, you know, they say that during the holiday season is when most people who are in an unfortunate situation or down, whether financially or just mentally, psychologically, that's when they commit suicide, during the holidays. During the holidays is, I think, when most suicide victims commit suicide, during the holidays. Either they're missing their family, or they don't really have financial resources, have gone through a lot of traumatic experiences. And Glide has been extremely instrumental in being like a family away from family, another family for people in that time, where they serve food and they have music going and provide, if anything, it kind of feeds you and pick up your spirits for a certain amount of time during that time of the year where people want to feel cared about, the holiday season. So Glide, 7 days a week, 365 days a year thereabouts, they provide 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
And the major part is, in the kitchen itself, I was surprised to see how clean it was.
That's absolutely correct.
Very, very clean.
That's absolutely correct. Well, the one thing that I've noticed about Glide, and which I respect, was Cecil Williams and Janice Williams have built up. Glide is extremely thorough in hiring good people. So that goes into the second thing that I've observed that they do as well. And I know you know a lot more about this than me. Is that they give, you know, in meeting the Glide staff, they give one of the few, I would say, I guess, nonprofits, organizations that give like second chance opportunities to people who may have had less than great backgrounds, people who've had criminal backgrounds, people who've probably went through all different kinds of abuse. Family abuse, just abuse of society, people that's drug abuse. So they've actually, a lot of the staff, and I've met a lot of the staff, a lot of great people. I've met staff, multiple staff members that's like, you know what, man, I used to be out here, right here. And where's it's funny because where Glide is located, which is amazing, it's not in the rich area. It's not in the area where you would think it's not needed, where it's just rich people. It's in the heart, pretty much, of the hood. It's exactly where it's needed most. The location is central to that, where it's needed most. In a community that really, I can definitely vouch, they definitely need not a pretty much assistance. You know what I mean? Not a handout, but a hand up. And so a lot of the people was like, hey man, I've been at Glide's been around here, so we say since forever. It's been around here for so long. I've met so many people that's right there from that community that's been recovered drug addicts, that's been previous felons involved with criminality and things of that nature. And that you wouldn't, these people, you would never guess that that was their background, because they have completely done a 180 thanks to the tone that Glide has set. You wouldn't know unless you were in a conversation with them, which I've had, and I was just so shocked. Multiple people. They hire people with those backgrounds, and a lot of people take advantage of the second that chance that Glide's extended. So that's another thing that they do as well. Have you noticed that in your time?
I noticed one thing that I cried Glide on. They started being one of the first nonprofits to pay people a living wage.
And that's another thing right there. That's another thing, an organization that pay people. And we're talking literally in the heart of San Francisco, one of the most expensive places to live in California, if not the world. You know, they pay people a living wage. They advocate. Then another thing about Glide is they don't discriminate. They're all inclusive, no matter what your gender, sex, ethnicity, financial status. They're all inclusive. Any other type of bias that may be out there, they're all inclusive, and they pride themselves on that as far as being all inclusive, everybody's family, and they just really they give out that air about itself. You know, they're extremely active in social justice. You know, recently here last year and heading into this year, you know, California is finally moving towards giving reparations to Black people, and Glide has actually been instrumental in that from the standpoint of hosting meetings between, I think so, California itself is working on reparations. San Francisco is actually discussing, I'm not sure where they're at with it right now, with the mayor's office in the city, but I know that Glide has been instrumental in allowing talks between the community and representatives, specifically Secretary of State's office. Talks between that office and the community as far as moving the dialogue forward. And so they're involved in things like just all kind of things. Housing. They assist with offering housing, you know, jobs, food, jobs, shelter. So it's just really legendary to what they've built up, what Cecil and Janice Williams and the Glide family has built up to this point. It's actually pretty awesome, pretty amazing. And like I said, everyone knows about Glide and its impact out here, and they've just done a lot of good. What kind of things can you think of that Glide has been a part of going back 40 years or so as far as the kind of movements and efforts? What are some of your just some of the things that you recall, Mr. as far as
Well, I know that Glide's been a vocal center for a lot of actions. They're opening these churches to all kind of needs for different kind of people that advocate social change. For example, when I was here, we were just getting rid of the president of SF State University, and so forth and so on. So a lot of people came from volunteers, can't come from there. Participated in the demonstration and so forth. So that's what attracted me here to California. I saw that people were very advanced thinking, and people stood up for their rights. Unlike a lot of people just give up on it and say, well, why should I put up any kind of cost? Because it's going to be the same thing again and again. But Cecil taught us to don't ever accept no. Things can always change. Just keep walking on that road. I guarantee you tomorrow will be a better day. And people that work with the volunteer for Cecil, I was surprised when I walked inside his church dwellings. And when people got inside here, it was just a qualm. Outside the street people was doing all kind of things. You know, I'd see someone drug, shoot one another, whatever. But when they came inside the church here,
right,
they became less serene, calm. Everybody try to get along, no matter what level you were on. I enjoyed sharing Christmas dinner and New Year's dinner with people that were homeless and drug addicts and so forth and so on. Because we all been through different problems ourselves. So I was glad to know that there was somebody where they're like, since when you could have a timeout situation. If you take clean shower, hot meals, and so forth and so on. And they also provided us a civic center focal point, which were little issues that affected a lot of people, like disability children and so forth and so on. It's just so many things that it's almost impossible to list all things that CLAD has done over the last 50 years. It's been a long time.
Totally agree with you. And that's another thing. You're absolutely, I agree with you wholeheartedly, 100%. It's funny because it's like a reverence around that place. People who, they may be acting out in the streets or doing this or that, but everybody kind of gives that place kind of the ultimate respect. Whenever they get close to it, whenever they go to it, they show ultimate respect to the workers. Glide, they also give away. I've seen people go there and they're like, hey man, I need socks. I need a blanket. And I mean in the middle of winter time. You know, once again, Glide hires excellent people. I don't know how they do it. I mean, they just have a knack for finding real humane people who, and I guess, you know, they hire real people. They hire real people that's gone through real circumstances but want to change their life for the better. So, you know, so they give an opportunity for those who want to give back and be a positive instrument to the community. They hire those people. And I guess that's what kind of makes it to where it's compassion, the compassion that they show when dealing with other people that's going through it. I've seen people come by, ask for clothes, ask for blankets in the wintertime, ask for socks. If God has it, they give it to them. Another thing that they do is they have an after school program, or maybe that's not after school, it's actually like a daycare.
Yes.
For people who are, I guess, women or people who go to work during the daytime, and they, you know, it's very expensive out here in California, guys. If you didn't know and you're not in California, if you have a small child going to like after school or daycare programs, man, that's almost the price of an apartment probably down south or Midwest or somewhere outside of it. Man, it is extremely expensive. Talk to parents, young parents, parents who have to pay for daycare. I guess that was even featured in that one movie, The Pursuit of Happiness. I don't know if they were at the Glide School. As a matter of fact, they weren't. But daycare is for somebody that's, especially single parents, but even if there is two parent households, to afford daycare while, you know, we're living in a society today where both parents got to go to work. Most families can't. The cost of living is not the same like in our in my grandparents' time, where one person, the father, could go to work and the mother could stay home and raise the children. I don't know when it was like that in California, but it takes both parents to go to work, and that's just to be able to make a living wage. And so when you throw on the price of daycare nowadays, it's almost a backbreaker. You know, it become the reason why a family can't really get ahead. So Glide actually provides those services for, I'm not sure what it's called. It's called the Glide Family and Youth Care Center. It's the Glide Family, Youth, and Care Center.
But it also offers leadership training for people that want to be, get to maximize their career, whatever. And if you know some of the volunteers they'd be using, they're able to get that crowd to line up beside Glide Memorial Church for their Christmas dinner, whatever. They may be acting up, but the volunteers, they handle every situation there smoothly, non-violently. The people respect that. A lot of people say, cut the line. And a lot of people say, no, you can't do that. Get to the end of the line. You're good, sir. Just get to the end of the line.
Right.
See, they use any non-violent resolution training.
Right.
And to keep their volunteers, I don't know, a situation that's going on.
Right.
People cut the line, people trying to bug other older people, and so forth and so on. So they have spotters and people watching the line, make sure everybody get their meal on time, so kind of way. And then when you get inside there, the place is so clean, and I'm sensing that the volunteer inside there, that would be hella good. Clean. hella good. Smell good, hella good. Mm-hmm. I enjoy myself. I got a place to go every year now. I ask for a place to go.
Absolutely.
Well, that's how good it is.
I noticed one thing. They treat people like people. Their emphasis is heavily on, calling the guests, make sure they said, hey, I was told, each meal would be basically, each meal will probably be the only time throughout the day where a person can kind of get a respite from whatever stuff they're going through in their life. It could be the only time of the day where they can really feel like a human and feel like they could get the respect that a human being deserves. And that's just something to keep in mind as far as the impact of this place. And I'll tell you, like, when I went to the ceremony, it was packed. And I mean, it was so packed, they had to have the whole street blocked off outside with chairs. And that's where I was sitting. And the thing that was interesting, I was sitting next to a lady and heard people saying, and one lady turned around and said, you know what? She was like, I think she was listening to whoever was talking on the screen. She was like, oh, that's such and such. She's like, yeah, I haven't been here in a long time, but she was basically expressing how Glide helped her get clean. She's like, I've been clean for this many years. And when the lady said that, I was looking like, I would have never guessed that. This lady looks, you know what I mean? She's like, you would have never guessed. She's like, right. She got all her stuff together. And she's like, hey, I'm out of here for respect. Like, she was just saying it. Like, hey, I'm here. I haven't seen this place in years. I haven't seen that person for many, many years since I was a client here recovering. I was like, whoa. But that's not an amazing case. You see that, hear that all the time. From some of the staff to a lot of the people who are there to like just receive services or to volunteer. Which leads me to another thing that they do. They get a lot of volunteer staff every day to assist with serving the meals to the clients, as well as I'm not sure all of the volunteer services that they get, but they get a lot of volunteers in around the city. One time I met some people there that actually came to Glide that weren't I've met people there at Glide that came from Texas and from around the country, groups of people. I think I met some people, young people, and I'm looking like, where are you guys coming from? Oh, we're coming from like Maine or somewhere. I met people there that came there internationally. I think last year Glide's staff, from what I hear, went to like Alabama to like the Civil Rights, I think it was either the Civil Rights Museum or Memorial or something like that.
Right.
They do a lot of things that's actually, it would be surprising if I weren't familiar how Glide operates. I think to anybody, that's why we're doing this podcast presentation out of respect, to bring more awareness to what they have built, what they're doing now, and where they're taking this organization in the future, which I think is very positive. But they do a lot of things that would actually surprise you if you're not
I actually do volunteer for the homeless advocacy program called HAP, and also I was also a counselor for under Judge Daniel Weinstein in juvenile court. And what we should do, sometimes we get these cases, we refer them to Glide Memorial to volunteers and see how things are done properly. And when most kids go there, most adults go there, and things are not going to hustle. When they go there, the people are there are genuine. The people there go there, they get a lot of life-changing situations that go on there. Sometimes people come back and report back and say, well, I thought it was going to be a hustle, but it's going to be a real life program. And we got the GED connection and so forth and so on. The other thing, the same thing with the criminal juvenile department, Judge Daniel Weinstein, please refer for me to that memorial church to get hot meals and volunteer and so forth and so on, give them some type of structure in their life. A lot of times they had no family member, or the family member was depending on drugs or whatever they were doing that was negative. So then they emailed people, some people never positive, but it was still going to high school when I thought that was wonderful the way they accepted those people from all over the city.
Wow.
So any kind of fashion, give people a second chance. That's the thing I love about Glide. People got a chance to get a second chance a lot of times if you wanted to. All you do is ask for it. and getting social work with everything. No, so
I love that. I didn't know they did that. See, that's a new one on me. I didn't know, you know, like you said, it's too many things to name what they that Glide does. I didn't even know that there, but I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
And see, that just goes to show how far back, I guess, you go with Glide as far as your advocacy to humanity, basically.
Well, first thing, we learned to use all the Black resources in the community, and so Glide was always a standout one. Same thing with the homeless advocacy program and so forth and so on. Those are the programs that really make change people's lives. So there's no joke there. It's a real deal thing. You know, if you make a mistake, they have a chance to clean it up, as opposed to going to jail for 20, 30 years, something along that line. So there's always hope there. That's how I always felt about Glide and World Church. There was always hope there. And you can leave there with a dream in your eyes and think about tomorrow might be better than today was. You know, how far down the road you are, you gotta think about a better day. Thinking you get a chance to get a hot meal, they refer you to a friend to get to take a hot shower and so forth and so on. And it's just incredible what things they do. They help humanity. Once people see that people are very serious that way, it makes a big difference. It made a big difference to me. Like I've said, you know, because before I come with this hustle. But no, this is the real deal. The real deal only feel. I can respect that. That's why I say she's one of the few men in the area that I can really respect from top to bottom. That he was about it. The real deal only feel. You know, him and his wife both.
Well said. I would definitely say Glide does accept donations. As a matter of fact, I think they're ran primarily off of donations.
Yes. So
I would definitely advocate for anybody. I would advocate for them for anybody to donate to the Glide Foundation family for the work that they do. If you are able to donate your financial resources, your time, your efforts to help such a classy, first class organization that's actually out here doing good in the community, and they have the resume to prove it. So it's not a fly by night, brand new organization. They have the resume to prove it. And the resume is the people. So I would definitely advocate for Glide to get your donation in whatever form you can give, whether it be financially, your time, your services. You know, they get clothes and like blankets and socks. They get all kinds of donations.
They also accept food too.
They accept food as well. I would imagine. I don't know about that, but I'm sure that they do. It's a nonprofit organization, I'm pretty sure. So I would just definitely advocate for anybody to go research for Glide, to give them a donation when and where you can. You know, and I would just totally advocate for them. You know, from the vendors to the employees to the community, they are all inclusive. They are all inclusive. They don't discriminate for regardless of what your what part of life that you're coming from, whether, you know, for whatever. They just like,
right.
If you're positive, they're gonna match your energy. And like you said, I can only respect it. I mean, what more could you ask for? Especially once again, we're in a society where it's extremely expensive here. There's lots of people that go through a lot of different things. There's lots of carnage to situation where, you know, there's lots of infested with drugs, infested with high cost of living, incarceration, and a bunch of other different things going on. So mental illness. So there's, you know, it's good to know that there's some a gathering place for forward-thinking people and positive people and people that actually want to contribute in a positive way to kind of like assist some of the ills in society in our home, you know what I mean, which is the Bay Area. And that's the organization that Cecil and Janice Williams started out. So it was definitely an honor and a pleasure to go there and show my respect and support for the whole Glide family. And, honor Cecil Williams' life and his wife who passed away not too long ago, I think a year or two ago, Janice. So, it was definitely somewhere where I had to be, and this is right here. This podcast presentation is something that I have to do. I have to do for me, you know what I mean, to show my respect. So it's definitely my pleasure and an honor to do exactly that. I wanted to bring you on, Mister, because I know you go back and you have been involved with your contribution over the last 40, 50 years in trying to make a better change for pretty much society.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So with that, like I said, guys, we won't be too long, but we definitely want to be strong in our support for Cecil Williams. His memorial was this past weekend. His passing, the memorial celebration, which was an absolute success. It had, I'm sure national, international, local, the who's who was there. It was awesome to see all those people speak. Willie Brown spoke, St. Mayor Willie Brown, he spoke, he was there. Affectionately known as the mayor, the previous mayor of San Francisco, the current mayor of San Francisco was there speaking. It was the who's who of the who's who was there to pay respect for this awesome legendary figure in his life celebration, and to show respect for what he's built, which is the Glide family that's still moving along and pushing this organization even further in a positive direction. So, kudos to him, kudos to them, and we still look forward to continued greatness in the future, and as we stand on the shoulders of giants and try to do some positive things for Bay Area life, for humanity in general, for the city of San Francisco, and just the whole damn Bay Area. So with that, thanks, Mister, for joining us. Anything you want to say in closing before we get out of here on this Dynasty production?
Yes, I want to say thank you for having me again. And the second thing I want to say is your Glide Memorial Foundation, one love. Keep on doing what you're doing. We love you. Thank you.
Love you always. Hey, guys, if and when you can, go check out Glide Memorial in San Francisco's website, or try to connect with them personally. See if you can contribute a love donation of your time, of your financial resources. I'm pretty sure all donations are be well received. Once again, we just spoke on all the many types of forms of donations that I'm sure they accept. Just contact them directly and see how you can contribute to a good cause as well, and be a part of positivity and the movement. So with that, we appreciate you for joining another AM Dynasty, the podcast and program, here live streaming live on YouTube, fan base, Patreon, and the audio podcast on several streaming podcasts near you. So thanks again for joining us. Much respect to the Glide family, much respect to Cecil and Janice Williams, and we lost the legendary person. So thanks again for joining us. We'll see you on the next one. Thanks a lot, family.